理课堂听 class.com。
Spring fever. Peter could no longer remain indoors, not another minute. The beautiful spring days gave him strange feelings. It left him helpless, with no control over himself. He took his hat and walked out of his office. Peter kept going until he reached Highland Amusement Park. He knew this park. Here he had felt the first excitement of love more than 25 years ago. Now he was a married man with a wife and 12-year-old boy, and he loved them dearly. But it was spring, and somehow he felt free as the wind, the way he felt in his 20s when he thought he had the world in his hands. The whole park was overwhelmed by a holiday atmosphere, as if life had opened a new road for the people. He felt the same way, deep down within him. He wanted something to happen to him, something new and different. He thought of his wife knitting her sweater. Billy would be playing his toy or fixing his bicycle. If he had been at home with them, he would be fixing the flower bed and working around the house. But he did not feel that way now. The fever of adventure rose within him. He was carried away by a rebellion against the principle he had respected. Inside the amusement park, he stopped in front of a shooting gallery and watched the man shoot down white tin ducks and birds. The gallery owner turned to Peter and said, "Come on, try your luck. Win a nice prize for your girlfriend." Peter laughed. "Okay, brother," he said, "I will try it." He picked up a rifle, aimed at the moving ducks, and pulled the trigger quickly, shot after shot, and he won a big doll. He walked away, and then he saw a young woman. Without hesitation, Peter held the doll out to her and said, "Pardon me, but would you do me a favor? I feel funny carrying this doll around, so would you mind taking it? It needs a mother." The girl shook off her surprise and laughed. "Well, if it embarrasses you, I suppose there is nothing else I can do." She accepted the doll and thanked him. "It's lovely. Wherever did you get it?" "I won it at the shooting gallery," he told her, and almost without realizing it, he was walking beside her up the path through the park. They began to talk of different things. The girl told him her name was Louise. She thought he was about 33 years, more than 12 years younger than he really was, and this delighted Peter. Now chatting, laughing with this dark-haired, blue-eyed girl, he seemed to go back again through the years to those days when he was young and free. He knew clearly he could not possibly mean anything to her, and he could not forget he was a family man with responsibilities and a son who loved him and looked up to him. And yet it was strange that he couldn't stop now. "Let's go to the Ferris wheel. Do you like that?" Peter asked her. Louise's face lit up, and Peter noticed how eager her eyes were. She sat closely against him, and the great wheel turned and sent them skyward. He felt her finger holding his own, and warm blood rose within him. The world seemed so much more alive, almost new again. After the Ferris wheel, they tried a small motorboat, and after that, they had ice cream and cake. They entered a dance hall. Peter discovered himself as a good dancer as ever, and in dancing he forgot everything, his wife, his child, everything. He was 21 again. This blue-eyed girl at his side, this lovely stranger leaned upon him, clung to him, was his sweetheart. Louise said, "I wonder why, but I do so much enjoy being with you. Somehow you seem different. Where do you live? I have never seen you before." "I'd like to, well, what I mean is, don't you think we two get along so nicely?" "You're perfectly right, Louise. Shall we dance some more?" "Peter." She spoke his name as if she were truly his girlfriend, as if she had taken him for her own. "Peter, don't you believe that we should see each other again?" She leaned closer. Soon Peter was not sure of himself. Sooner or later, he knew it would come to this. He tried to remain calm. Finally, he said, "That is easy. Let me have your telephone number and I'll give you a call. When the sun was setting, Peter took her home in his car. Though she probably expected him to, he made no attempt to kiss her. He didn't even ask her to let him into her house. The next day, Peter was back at his desk, but his mind was not in his work. He kept thinking of the blue-eyed girl. He had her telephone number in his notebook. The day in the park need not remain just a memory. It would be made really alive again. It was just a matter of phone call, and there would be other days even more interesting, more exciting, fuller in meaning. However, he was, after all, a married man. He did love his wife dearly. If anything happened that hurt his marriage, he knew he would never get over it. That was one thing that really meant everything to him. He rose from his chair, walked to the window, and looked out upon the April world. He got a sudden strange feeling at this moment. He could hear the sweet voice of Louise with the spring breeze. He could see the lovely smile of Louise among the flowers. He got a kind of strange sickness inside. She would be waiting, expecting his phone call. He could even picture her impatience. She had told him so clearly that they must see each other again, because they were meant for each other. He returned to the desk without knowing what to do. He slowly took out the little notebook and laid on the desk. He picked up the phone. He started to get his number, stopped for a moment, then went ahead and completed the call. A voice answered. He recognized it at once. It was Louise, of course. He listened quietly, and it was painful, terribly painful. He almost broke down. But he put the phone back. He took a deep breath, picked up the phone again. This time he spoke. "Is that you, Billy? Home from school already? Tell Mother I'll be home earlier for supper. We are going to plant those new roses for you and your mother, love. Okay?"